Remember that inheritance tax is charged on the value transferred by a chargeable transfer. In this session, we shall look at the types of transfer of value that exist for IHT purposes. We will start by looking at chargeable transfers. By far the most common type of chargeable lifetime transfer is a gift to a discretionary trust. If an individual transfers assets into a discretionary trust, there will be an immediate lifetime inheritance tax charge. With effect from the 22nd of March 2006, gifts to certain other trusts will also be chargeable lifetime transfers. We will look at how to calculate tax on chargeable lifetime transfers in the next session. Certain transfers of value are completely exempt from inheritance tax. We shall look at these on the next page. If a transfer of value is neither a chargeable transfer nor an exempt transfer, then it will fall under the definition of a potentially exempt transfer, or PET. We shall look at PETs later on in this session, but by way of an introduction, a potentially exempt transfer is treated as exempt whilst the donor is alive and will only become chargeable to inheritance tax if the donor dies within 7 years of making a gift. Therefore, the only time an individual will pay inheritance tax while he is alive is if he makes a chargeable lifetime transfer. For example, a gift to a trust, or, before the 22nd of March 2006, a gift to a discretionary trust. Let us now look at the various categories of exempt transfers, starting with gifts to one's spouse. The transfer of any asset by an individual to his or her spouse, either during lifetime or on death, is completely exempt from IHT. The only exception to this is if the donor spouse is UK domiciled and the recipient spouse is not domiciled in the UK. In this instance, the transfer is exempt only up to £55,000. This rule was introduced to prevent a UK domiciled person giving assets to his non-domiciled spouse, which would then be outside the scope of inheritance tax if they were transferred abroad. A spouse, in this context, has been extended to cover civil partnerships, such as unmarried or same-sex couples. The Civil Partnerships Act of 2004 gives the same access to reliefs for civil partnerships as has always been the case for spouses of formal or traditional marriages. These rules have applied since the 5th of December 2005, but only if the partners in the civil partnership register their partnership with the local registrar. Thereafter, the same rights are accorded to them as apply to married couples. Transfers between civil partners after 5th of December 2005 will therefore be exempt from inheritance tax. Similarly, assets jointly held by civil partners will be related property for IHT purposes. For the remainder of this course, you should assume the term spouse will also include civil partnerships registered as such with the local registrar. Gifts to UK charities or UK charitable trusts are completely exempt from inheritance tax, again, without any limit. Gifts to other bodies, such as political parties, housing associations, or national heritage bodies, such as museums, etc., are also completely exempt. All these exemptions apply to transfers both during the lifetime and on the death of the donor. Gifts to non-UK charities are chargeable transfers. Certain gifts are exempt during the lifetime of the donor only. We will start with the small gifts exemption. Lifetime gifts of up to £250 to any donee in a tax year are completely exempt from tax. This is an all-or-nothing exemption. So, for example, if an individual makes a gift of £300 to his grandchild as a birthday present, the whole of the £300 is treated as a transfer of value, and not just the excess above £250. There is no limit to the number of donees. Therefore, if a grandparent has 100 grandchildren, he could give each of them a gift of up to £250 without making a transfer of value for IHT purposes. Lifetime gifts on marriage are also exempt from tax, up to certain limits. These limits depend on the relationship between the donor and the donee. A mother or father could give up to £5,000 to his or her son or daughter as a wedding gift, and the whole amount would be exempt from tax. A gift of up to £2,500 from a grandparent to a grandchild is also exempt. The same limit applies to remoter ancestors, such as great-grandparents, etc. This limit also applies to gifts from the bride to the groom, or vice versa. Finally, wedding gifts of up to £1,000 can be made by any person free of inheritance tax. These exemptions apply per marriage. This means that if a father gives £5,000 to his daughter as a wedding gift, he could not give a further £1,000 to his son-in-law and claim exemptions for both gifts. These are not all-or-nothing exemptions. So only excess transfers above these limits will be treated as transfers of value for inheritance tax purposes. A lifetime gift is also exempt if the donor can satisfy the revenue that it constitutes normal expenditure out of income. Normal, in this case, means habitual or typical, i.e. a gift that happens year on year. The gift will be treated as having been made out of the donor's income if the donor is left with sufficient income year after year to maintain his normal standard of living. This exemption would therefore apply to life assurance premiums or personal pension premiums paid by an individual in respect of another person, or to regular small gifts of cash as Christmas or birthday presents. Perhaps the most common lifetime exemption is the annual exemption. The annual exemption reduces the IHT value of lifetime transfers only. The annual exemption is £3,000 per tax year, which means that any individual can give away up to £3,000 of value each year without this giving rise to an inheritance tax charge. The annual exemption is set against gifts in chronological order in the tax year, i.e. against earlier gifts before later gifts. Any unused annual exemptions may be carried forward for one tax year only.
Where the annual exemption is carried forward, the current year exemption must be used before that of the previous year.
Therefore, for example, if an individual makes a lifetime gift for the very first time in the tax year 2010-11, he will first use his £3,000 annual exemption for 2010-11 and then may use the annual exemption brought forward from 2009-10. Any unused annual exemptions before 2009-10 will be wasted.
The annual exemption can be used in addition to the marriage exemption. Therefore, for example, if a father makes a cash gift to his daughter on her marriage, the gift will qualify for the £5,000 wedding exemption and, potentially, two lots of annual exemption.
Assume that a father gives his daughter £10,000 in December 2010 as a wedding present. First, the donor will use the marriage exemption of £5,000. Next, he can think about annual exemptions. The annual exemption of £3,000 is available for 2010-11. If this is the first ever gift, he has an unused exemption to bring forward from 2009-10. The donor can use £2,000 of this exemption, bringing his transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes down to zero. The £1,000 of unused exemption from 2009-10 could be used against later transfers in the tax year 2010-11, but would not be available to be carried forward to 2011-12, as this carry forward is for one tax year only.
Let us now take a look at potentially exempt transfers, or PETs. A potentially exempt transfer is treated as exempt whilst the donor is alive, so a PET will not give rise to a lifetime inheritance tax charge. A potentially exempt transfer is fully exempt if the donor survives 7 years from the date of gift. A PET will become a chargeable transfer if the donor dies within 7 years of making a gift. On the death of the donor within 7 years, an inheritance tax charge will be levied and any tax will be payable by the recipient of the gift, i.e. by the donee.
All gifts between individuals are potentially exempt transfers for inheritance tax purposes.
Before the 22nd of March 2006, a gift by an individual to a trust other than a fully discretionary trust was also a potentially exempt transfer. Therefore, gifts before the 22nd of March 2006 to interest in possession trusts were PETs for IHT purposes. Therefore, on creating these types of trust, there was no IHT charge, unless the donor dies within 7 years of making the gift. There was also a special type of discretionary trust for children, called an Accumulation and Maintenance Trust, or A&M Trust, which could have been set up before the 22nd of March 2006. Lifetime transfers to an A&M Trust were pets. From the 22nd of March 2006, all gifts to trusts, except gifts to charitable trusts or trusts for the disabled, are chargeable transfers. Therefore, from the 22nd of March 2006, the only example of a pet is an outright gift from one individual to another. The value of a potentially exempt transfer for inheritance tax purposes is the value of the gift less any available exemptions. This is illustrated by the example on the next page.
Robert has made the following lifetime gifts. In May 2009, he gave £10,000 to Oxfam, a UK registered charity. In June 2009, Robert gave £100,000 to his wife. In July 2009, he gave £2,000 to his son. A year later, in August 2010, Robert gave his daughter £10,000 as a wedding gift. In September 2011, Robert gave £5,000 to his nephew. Finally, in December 2011, Robert gave £100 to each of his 6 grandchildren as a Christmas present. What we are going to do is to show how the various exemptions reduce the value of the lifetime gifts, and to show the total potentially exempt transfers made by Robert. We start with the gift of £10,000 to charity in May 2009. All gifts to UK charities are exempt without limit. A month later, Robert gave £100,000 to his wife. Assuming Robert's wife is domiciled in the UK, this gift is also completely exempt from tax. If his wife was non-UK domiciled, only the first £55,000 would be exempt. In July 2009, Robert gave £2,000 to his son. This is Robert's first non-exempt gift in 2009-10, so will qualify for the annual exemption, which will reduce the transfer of value down to zero. Robert therefore has an unused exemption of £1,000 to carry forward to 2010-11. In August 2010, Robert gave his daughter £10,000 as a wedding present. Against this, we can set a marriage exemption of £5,000. As this is the first transfer in 2010-11, it will qualify for the £3,000 annual exemption. Robert also has £1,000 of unused exemption to bring forward from 2009-10. No other exemptions are available, so Robert has made a potentially exempt transfer of £1,000. This pet will only become chargeable to inheritance tax if Robert dies within 7 years, i.e. before August 2017. If Robert is still alive in August 2017, this £1,000 becomes exempt from inheritance tax. In September 2011, Robert gave £5,000 to his nephew. This is the first gift in 2011-12, so will qualify for the £3,000 annual exemption. All the annual exemptions from the previous year have been used, so there is nothing to bring forward. Robert therefore has a pet of £2,000, which will become chargeable only if Robert dies before September 2018. Finally, in December 2011, Robert gave £100 to each of his 6 grandchildren. This gift of £600 will be completely exempt. Remember that an individual can give up to £250 per tax year to any donee, and the gift will qualify for the small gifts exemption. Therefore, in summary, Robert has made 2 pets, one in August 2010 of £1,000 and the other in September 2011 of £2,000. If Robert dies within 7 years, there will be an inheritance tax charge, and any IHT will be paid by the donees.
If a transfer is not exempt or potentially exempt, it must be chargeable to inheritance tax. Remember that inheritance tax is not simply a death tax, and tax can be paid on lifetime transfers. The most common chargeable transfers are gifts to discretionary trusts or gifts to other trusts on or after the 22nd of March 2006.
The value of a chargeable lifetime transfer can be reduced by any available annual exemptions. It will not be possible to use either the marriage exemption or the small gifts exemption to reduce the value of a chargeable lifetime transfer. Technically, a gift to a company is also a chargeable lifetime transfer. In practice, this is very rare, because when an individual transfers money to a company, he or she will usually get either shares or loan stock in return. If an individual buys shares or loan stock in a company, there is no loss to donor as a result of the transfer, so there are no IHT consequences. However, if an individual transfers assets to a company and receives nothing in return, i.e. there is a genuine gift, this will be a chargeable lifetime transfer. In the next session, we shall look at how we calculate inheritance tax on chargeable lifetime transfers, or CLTs. Finally, in this session, let us have a brief word about excluded property. Transfers of excluded property are outside the scope of inheritance tax. It is worth mentioning here that there is no general concept of an exempt asset for inheritance tax purposes. We know that assets, such as cars and ISAs, are not chargeable to capital gains tax. However, they are chargeable assets for inheritance tax purposes. Therefore, if a grandparent gives his grandson a brand new car as a birthday present, he has made a potentially exempt transfer equal to the value of the car, less any available exemptions. There are various assets which satisfy the definition of excluded property, although the most common is a non-UK asset owned by a non-UK domiciliary. Therefore, if an American national is living in the UK, such that he is resident but not domiciled, any assets which are situated outside the UK, be they in the United States or anywhere else, are excluded property. This means that any transfers of those assets will not give rise to an inheritance tax charge. Certain other assets will also be regarded as excluded property. We will not go into these in this session, but the laws can be found in Section 6, 48 and 157 of the Inheritance Tax Act 1984.
Let us complete this session by attempting a couple of practice questions.
We start with Tara's gift of £1,000 to her son in June 2009. This will be covered by £1,000 of the annual exemption for 2009-10. The remaining annual exemption of £2,000 can be carried forward and used in the next tax year, i.e. in 2010-11. In June 2010, Tara gave £4,000 to her daughter. We will first use the annual exemption for 2010-11. £1,000 of the unused exemption from the previous tax year can also be used, bringing Tara's transfer of value in June 2010 down to zero. You will see here that £1,000 of the exemption for 2009-10 has still not been used. This cannot be carried forward to 2011-12 and will therefore be wasted. Finally, in June 2011, Tara gave her friend £7,500 as a wedding gift. A marriage exemption of £1,000 is available. The annual exemption of £3,000 for 2011-12 is also available. Tara's transfer of value is therefore £3,500. And as this is a gift between individuals, this is a potentially exempt transfer. This will be completely exempt from inheritance tax, provided that Tara lives until June 2018.
On the screen in front of you, there are six different gifts. Simply click on the ones you think are potentially exempt transfers for inheritance tax purposes. When you are happy with your answers, click the Check Answer button at the bottom of the page. Let us start with the gift to the spouse. As we know, gifts to one spouse are exempt transfers for IHT, so this will not be a pet. A gift to a grandson will be a potentially exempt transfer. If a donor made a gift to an accumulation and maintenance trust before the 22nd of March 2006, this was also a potentially exempt transfer. A gift to a discretionary trust is a chargeable lifetime transfer, and as such, is not a pet. A gift to an interest in possession trust used to be a pet, but the rules have changed from the 22nd of March 2006. Gifts to trusts after this date are now chargeable lifetime transfers.
Finally, a gift to a charitable trust is an exempt transfer. Most UK charities are set up as a trust, and gifts into those trusts are completely exempt without limit. This concludes this lecture on chargeable transfers. In the next session, we will move on and look at how we calculate inheritance tax on chargeable lifetime transfers.